Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Police Detective Justin Bailey joins us on today's program to talk about recent training he went to involving sex crimes and how to improve investigations and better protect victims. Well, Detective Bailey, you recently went through a conference and training aimed around sex crimes and better investigating those. Before we get to some of the topics you covered, what is the Iowa Sex Crimes Investigators Association and how do they assist police departments like Pella?
Basically, the Iowa Sex Crimes Investigators Association, they have a mission to aggressively assist in the investigation and prosecution of sexually related crimes. They have a multidisciplinary team approach, and as we see in today's environment, we're experiencing rapid change both in the area of technology and risk. One of their goals is to establish working networks of members to take strong leadership role by providing increased prevention, training, and information for all involved professionals.
What are some of the key takeaways that you had from this year's conference and some of the key areas that they've been focusing on?
One of the areas they focused on was case studies in prior cases. One of the cases covered is a pretty well-known case, but the BTK case from Wichita, where the detectives involved in that explained their downfalls, what worked, what didn't work, and eventually how they figured out who the BTK was. Some of the other topics, there were several other case studies from around Iowa, and the same thing goes for them, where they talk about what helped them solve the case, what problems they ran into, and the idea is to learn from these cases and to make our cases, specifically here in Pella, better cases and stronger cases. Some of the other topics covered include pitfalls and case investigations, which was covered by a Polk County attorney, as well as crisis management and planning, and what happens when a sex offender is incarcerated in our system.
And as someone who's worked as a detective now for many years and has worked on sex crimes here locally, what are some of the challenges and those pitfalls that you could fall into that you have to constantly be training for and that you constantly have to be prepared for when the cases could be very, very different from issue to issue?
As with any case investigation, specifically sex assaults or sexually related crimes, the most important thing is to find the truth and help that victim get the things they need. Some of the difficulties include sometimes lack of evidence, lack of identification, but those are all things that we work through, work with the victim, and use techniques in our training to best investigate these crimes.
And through conferences and like this, this is not the only ongoing training you receive in these areas, too, as I understand. You're constantly, detectives or police are always working on trying to find better techniques.
Correct. All of our training, a lot of it goes to all the crimes we investigate, such as interview and interrogation. Those skills help in the majority of crimes we investigate, obviously, because we need to interview victims, we need to interview witnesses, and then we also interview the offender, obviously, as well as evidence collection, evidence processing. As well, at this conference, they talked about the current trends in DNA and where DNA is going to, and the new techniques the lab is utilizing for testing that DNA to assist us with our cases.
As part of this, I think the overarching theme is that many police departments oftentimes have issues with victims reporting to them, or oftentimes they won't feel safe in doing so. What are those assurances, either through this training or through the way you investigate, that you hope to give to victims that they can report to a police department and that they can feel safe through the process?
Right, Andrew. The most important thing I can say is the way I take these investigations and investigate them is I start by believing. We believe the victim, we work with the victim, we get them the things they need and they want, and then we follow their wishes and investigate these crimes to the fullest.
Once again, that was Pella Police Detective Justin Bailey. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.